We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim writes, "Gam yedo ma shamar atana." It is also known what the Tana taught. Uvetov haolam nidon v'akol lefi rov ha'maaseh. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the world is judged with good, and everything depends on how much action one has done. God looks at how much kindness a person did, and if a person did a lot of kindness, then he comes out meritorious in his in his judgment. B'katav haRambam. And the Rambam wrote, "Mashelo amar lefigod lamaseh mipnei ki nachon arbe yoter sheifa laadam letov pulot rabot af shekol pula bifnei atzma iktana." He didn't say you're judged based on how great your action was. He said a person is judged based upon how much action he did, because a person has to try to do many acts of small kindness, not to constantly wait for that big act of kindness. You know, this is one of the things in investments too. People sometimes wait for the big kill. And sometimes, if you keep making a small profit, you could get far ahead of the people who are always waiting for the big profit. So, the Rambam says, in the spiritual world, a person should also try to constantly get small profits. Don't keep waiting for the big kill where you'll do a big act of kindness. Hadimyon, for example, miten adam tzedakah la'anim rabim. If every time you give a little bit of charity to the poor, lechol echad me'at me'at, each one you give a little bit, ad she nitkavetz l'rubel kesef echad, it could end up being a big sum of money you've given to charity. V'ashenit geber alitzro v'natan la'ani ben tovim echad rubel kesef shalem. And his neighbor, when someone came to him who needed that exact same sum that his amounted to, meaning you ended up giving this year $5,000. But you gave it over the course of a year, so every day, and Shachris he gave $1, Mincha he gave $1, Ma'ariv he gave $1, $3 a day, okay, that's $1,000. So let's say he gave $5 each tefillah. So you ended up giving $5,000 over the course of a year. And your neighbor, in one shot, someone came to him, he needed the $5,000, it was legitimate, he gave $5,000. Though he did what's right too by giving that tzedakah, because really the guy who came to him really needed that sum of money. But the first guy, he has much bigger merits. Because by doing good deeds the way Hashem commanded us, you become a better person. People sometimes ask me, when the poor ask you in the Kotel, do you give or don't you give? So, do I really think they're legitimate? No. But the question is, what type of person am I when I don't give? Meaning, sometimes you have to give not for him, but for you. You have to be a better person. Ki sigma nafsho kinyan tov. When a person gives, he acquired a great kinyan in his soul. There was once a man who came to the rabbi and said, "Rabbi, my daughter's stingy. She's unusually stingy. How can I get her to overcome it?" So the rabbi said, "Go to the store, take 20 shekel, and divide it into 10 agurot. Bring her a bag of 10 agurot and tell her to walk around with that bag, and anytime she sees a poor man or a pushka, she should put in 10 agurot. One 10 agurot piece. You know how many 10 agurot? You have 10 in 1 shekel. You have 100 in 10 shekel. 200 in 20 shekel. So she has to 200 times put it out." He said to do this once, twice, three times and see where she's holding. He came back to the rabbi the next week and said she's cured. No, it's interesting psychologically. When we get used to giving, it does something to us. Even the 10 agurot. Does it really matter if you gave 10 agurot? So why not? There's a good reason why, yeah. And that's why it's better if a person does more actions of good, rather than one big one. Begamit kadesh b'shizen. A person becomes more holy for this. Ukmo shekatuv, like the pasuk says, Leman tizkru v'asitem kol mitzvotai. Hashem says, you'll see your tzitzis. You'll remember. You will do all my mitzvos. And what happens when we do mitzvos? V'item kedoshim lelokechem. You will be holy to Hashem, your God. The mitzvos make us holy. We say that in the blessing. Asher kideshanu v'mitzvotav. Hashem gave us holiness through the mitzvos. V'zeh arishon yirgil nafsho letov al yedei pulot harabot. So the first guy, he got used to doing good. He accustomed his soul to doing good by doing many actions of good. V'yisik inyan chazak lenafsho. And he acquired a great trait for his soul, much more than the second guy. He only overcame his desire once. That's why the second guy, it's counted like he did one mitzvah, whereas the first guy, he has many. So with regard to us also, the Chafetz Chaim had said a person should always set aside money with which he will do kindness. Don't assume I'll take it when I need it. Have it in a separate account. Rav Moshe Halberstam Zatzal used to always have two bank accounts. One that was his, and one that was aside for the tzedakah that he was doing. And that's this idea. If you have the money set aside, so every time you give a little bit to the things that are necessary. And in over time, a person will end up having hundreds of mitzvot. And that won't work if you only give one big loan every so often to people who need it.